ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Sri Krishna Kirtan is the essence of all bliss. And devotees who engage in Kirtan naturally become blissful. And devotees, particularly who are fully surrendered to Krishna, receiving Krishna's mercy, the kirtan of such devotees is very blissful. And generally here in this center at ISKCON Salem, the kirtans are very joyful, lively. But when devotees come back from distributing books, then they become, the kirtan becomes very lively, very, very lively, and more joyful. And that's true all over the world, that the devotees who are distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, when they come together to do Nama Sankirtan, it becomes very, very blissful. So why should that be? Why should selling books be so blissful? You can go to the train station, they have the bookstall, the person who's selling books there is not blissful. Higgins and Bothams, still the British name is there, they have in South India, the bookstalls. So they can sell books all day. The more they sell books, the more they're thinking, time for me to go home, they're looking, they want to finish. They don't take any pleasure in it. Srila Prabhupada, he said that distributing books is Sankirtan. Why should it be called Sankirtan? Sankirtan means singing, devotees singing the names together. But this is Sankirtan, it's meant for glorifying the Lord. This is the meaning of Kirtan, to glorify Krishna. So devotees, they feel bliss in distributing these books because Krishna is pleased with them. And the bhakti shakti descends upon the devotees. The essence of the bhakti shakti is the haladini shakti or the bliss potency. And that's also why devotees are able to distribute books. One reason why they're able to go on day after day distributing books. It's not just a matter of duty or because you're told to do it. But the bliss of doing so, that impels the devotee to go out day after day. And why people take the books. because they can see that the devotee is a special person. They're very bright and blissful. As I heard from America many years ago, when our devotees used to distribute books in the airports. And they used to go dressed in secular clothes. One reason was because the local airport security officers and police would arrest them. They didn't want them distributing books in the airports. Just like in the trains here, it's the same story, just a little change of scene, that's all. So any new police officer in the airport would get instruction how to find these horrible Hare Krishna devotees who are selling these horrible books.
இந்த போலீஸ் அலுவலகத்திற்குரிய புது அலுவலர்கள் வந்து அவங்க வந்து சேரும்போது அவங்களுக்கு வந்து அறிவுறுத்துவது எப்படி வந்து இந்த மிகவும் மோசமான இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா பக்தர்கள் அவங்களை வந்து எப்படி நீங்க அடையாளம் கண்டுக்கணும் அப்படின்றது ஒரு அறிவுரை கொடுப்பாங்க.
They're glowing.
அவங்க மிகவும் பிரகாசமோட இருப்பாங்க.
They have this big smile on their face.
அவங்க முகம் அப்படியே சிரிச்சமா இருக்கும்.
No one is like that in the whole airport. Everyone's very grim, very seriously going here and there. If you find anyone looking happy, arrest them immediately. Of course, they might arrest someone who just bought a book also, because they also get caught up in that bhakti shakti. People, they find themselves holding a book and they wonder, why did I take that? What possibility is there of selling books in the Western world which teach to give up meat eating, gambling, illicit sex and intoxication and worship some Hindu god, as they think? But people become influenced because they see that the devotee is so blissful, he has very, very serious or grave, significant message to offer in this book. He can feel the profundity of it. And people, they think, well, I, what have they got? I want to be like that. It's not an item for sense gratification. Items for sense gratification, you can sell, they sell themselves. Just like if you go on the local trains in West Bengal, people come and they sell different things, but they don't announce. This is so wonderful, they just announced. Boiled dim, which, for instance, which means boiled eggs. And people buy it because it's sense gratification. But these books are telling you to stop sense gratification, so it's not an easy item to sell.
Uh-huh.
So the difficulty also in selling it is the surrender and the sacrifice required is also one reason why Krishna pours his mercy on the devotees who do so, and therefore they become very blissful. That's the symptom of Krishna's mercy. Of course, here in India, we do meet many people who are interested to take the books. We meet many people also who are not, more people who are not interested. And there are people who try to stop us and who make objections and so many things. We may understand or not understand why we should distribute these books. We'll understand when we read the books. When we read the books and then we feel this knowledge is so vital, we want to share that with others. Srila Prabhupada, he personally took so much trouble to write these books. He didn't sleep at night, not more than 1 hour or 1.5 hours. Every night for 3, 4, 5 hours, he would work on composing his books. He said, many times he said that Krishna directly tells me what to say. And sometimes also he'd say, well, it takes great concentration to choose exactly the right words. So when all the devotees were resting at night, everything was calm and peaceful, he could get the right atmosphere to concentrate on composing his books. He was presenting this understanding for the people of the world for the next 10,000 years. These very deep concepts which form the basis of our Gaudiya Vaishnava teachings. How to convey that to people who have no idea of these things. Srila Prabhupada's books, they're distributed to the public, ordinary people can read them. The devotees in particular, those who have taken up Krishna consciousness in all seriousness, they also read them and relish them. And also many scholars in the universities appreciate them. When these books were first being distributed in the 1970s, so many university scholars wrote reviews, very appreciative of Srila Prabhupada's books. So they're suitable for laymen, for committed devotees, for scholars. Even children, they can read these books. I recently read that two sons of Indian-born devotees living in America, both less than 10 years old, who had both read all of Prabhupada's books twice. Srila Prabhupada famously said that books are the basis of our movement. So, from one letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote in 1972, "My first concern is that my book shall be published and distributed profusely all over the world." Practically, books are the basis of our movement. Without our books, our preaching will have no effect. So, I am so much gladdened that you are enthusiastic to please me in this way. So that's another reason to distribute books. Srila Prabhupada is very pleased. And then if he is pleased, then our life is successful. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadaha. If he is pleased with us, then Krishna is pleased with us. Now why does Prabhupada become pleased? You can imagine there are so many authors, they write so many books, they become very happy if their book becomes a bestseller. They have these bestseller lists of books. I think that's not so well known in India, but in the West they have this. And then you'll see Harry Potter and number one, I don't know, they have all these books. I don't know what they are, but anyway. But actually, I'm pretty sure that Prabhupada's books, they outsell even the so-called bestsellers, but we just don't send it to them to put on their list. They probably wouldn't even put it on the list. So Srila Prabhupada went to so much trouble to write these books and to get behind his disciples to distribute these books, not because he wanted to become known as a famous author. But because people will be benefited by this. Maya mugda jive nahi shata Krishna gyan, jiberi kripa koile Krishna bed puran. People, they're bewildered by Krishna's illusory energy and they don't know Krishna, they just don't get any idea about Krishna. But Krishna, being very merciful to the fallen souls, has given them the Vedas and Puranas. Anartho pashamang sakshat bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya janato vidvangs chakre satvata sanghitam. Particularly Srimad Bhagavatam. People do not know. People are suffering so much in this material world. They don't know that they can get free from all sufferings simply by this method of பக்தி யோக சர்விங் கிருஷ்ண.
இந்த பக்தி யோக பயிற்சியின் மூலமாக கிருஷ்ணருக்கு சேவை பண்றதன் மூலமாக இந்த பௌத்தத்திலிருந்து விடுபடலாம் அப்படின்னு தெரியல.
And therefore Vedavyas, he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam to give them that knowledge.
அதனால வேதவியாசர் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதத்தை தொகுத்து அதன் மூலமாக
Yes, yang vaishuyamananam krishna paramapurushe bhaktim utpadyate pungsam shokamoha bhayavaha. By taking this knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing this with faith,
Srimad Bhagavatam nambikiyoda kettadhin moolamaga,
then bhakti for Krishna, the Supreme Person, will arise in the heart.
Krishna-kaana bhakti hridayathile vandhu
and will dispel all lamentation, illusion, and fear. So out of compassion, Krishna, as Vedvyas, gives these Shastras, and Srila Prabhupada has given them to us.
கருணையின் காரணமாக கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து இந்த
There are so many books. The great majority of them are all useless. Millions of books are produced every year in so many different languages all over the world. Mundane novels and how to do this, how to do that. Biographies of useless people. So many books. Reading books, it's somewhat higher level than just engaging in gross sense gratification. Because indriyani pranyahur indriyebhya parang manaha manasas tu parabud he yo bud he paratas tu saha. The lowest level is the sensual level. The mind is on a higher level than that. And the intelligence is on a higher level than the mind. So, reading engages the mind and the intelligence. But higher than the intelligence is the soul. So the difference between Srila Prabhupada's books and all these other books is that they're on the platform of the soul. It is Atmagyan, knowledge of the Self and of the Supreme Person. As long as one does not inquire into knowledge of the Self, whatever else one may do in this world, it simply results in his ongoing destruction. Srila Prabhupada said that these books are the basis. The basis of our movement. Why books? You might think we say, well, bhakti is the basis of our movement. Or Krishna or Srila Prabhupada is the basis of our movement. Or surrender to Krishna is the basis of our movement. Why books? Why say books are the base of the movement? Because it is these books which give us the knowledge by which we can understand about bhakti and surrender and accepting a guru and all these points.
ஏன் அப்படின்னா, ஏன்னா இந்த புஸ்தகங்களை நம்ம படிக்கிறது மூலமா நம்ம வந்து கிருஷ்ணா கிட்ட சரணம் அடைகிறது, பக்தினா என்ன, ஒரு ஆன்மீக குரு எப்படி ஏத்துக்கிறது போன்ற எல்லா அறிவுகளும் காணும்.
So then we could say, well, it's not actually the books, it's knowledge is the basis of our movement. Actually, all these statements are true. Prabhupada is the basis of our movement, or bhakti is the basis of our movement. Knowledge, these are not incorrect statements. But Srila Prabhupada emphasized that books are the basis. That's very specific. If we say knowledge is the basis, well, that's very broad. Not very clear. But if we say books, meaning Srila Prabhupada's books, it means the knowledge that Srila Prabhupada gives specifically in his books. His knowledge is vast and there are so many subjects. Shrota Vyadini Rajendra Nirang Santi Sahasrashah Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. There are so many subjects of discussion which materialistic people engage in. But they are blind to knowledge of self-realization. So these books give specifically knowledge of self-realization. And it's specifically these books, which Srila Prabhupada said, which will be the law books for the next 10,000 years. There are many books in the Vaishnav corpus. I'm just going through a translation of Gopala Champu, which is Jiva Goswami's summarization of Krishna's pastimes. It is very sweet. But I couldn't understand a single word if I hadn't read Srila Prabhupada's books. So there are many books within the Vaishnav library. But everything can be understood and should be understood via Srila Prabhupada's books. And that's another feature of Srila Prabhupada's books, is that they make us understand. Everything is so clear that even someone who has no background can begin to understand. As stated in Bhagavatam itself, the Bhagavatam is a different kind of creation. Narad Muni talks about books which are vayasam tirtham, that they're like stinking garbage which are very much popular with the crows. Tadvag visarga. The visarga means creation.
Visarga vina padaippu.
Atrasarga visargascha. In the list of topics of Bhagavatam, sarga is mentioned, which means the original creation of the world. That means the assembling of all the ingredients. And visarga means a specific creation into various forms. So the Vedic knowledge is vast and there are so many branches, but the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam is the specific knowledge that we require for God realization. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavaha. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for creating a spiritual revolution in the sinful lives of a misdirected population. So, Srila Prabhupada's books, the Gita and Bhagavatam, these are the most important for our distribution. And even so many small books, they take up different themes from the main books. But Gita and Bhagavatam give the essence of everything that we need to know. Kimanyai Shastra Vistarai, what need is there to study any other Shastras in detail? Yes, Swayam Padmanabhasya. It was directly spoken by Krishna. Yes, Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmad Vinistritat. So this Srila Prabhupada's books, they're the very basis of our movement. In another sense also, we could say a very, well, the fancy English word is reified sense, or a practical sense. Practically, it's a major engagement of our movement to produce books and distribute them. And to explain them. Devotees, they speak in so many lectures in colleges and different venues, and of course in the classes in the temple. And the basis of all that we speak is the books. Some years ago, I just remember I was speaking with the physical father of this physical body. And I was told him I was going to this place and that place, what you do. I said, well, the main thing when I'm traveling around is I speak, I give lectures for two lectures, three lectures a day. He was surprised that, well, how can you speak so much? You don't say the same thing over? No, it's different every time. He was surprised. How can you do that? How can we not do it? we've been given so much knowledge in these books, but it's not just some theoretical knowledge. We see the reality of this knowledge in everything that we do, everywhere we go, everyone we speak to. We can see the effect of the three modes of material nature at work. We can see how people are suffering without knowledge of Krishna. So in so many ways, these books are the basis of our movement. This movement runs on two lines. The Bhagavata Marg and the Pancharatrik Marg. So the Pancharatrika Marg, that is specifically concerned with deity worship and rules and regulations thereof. And various paraphernalia are required for that. For instance, temples. In the Bhagavata Marg, the principal actions are hearing and chanting about Krishna. And there's no paraphernalia required for that. So of the two, the Bhagavata Marg is the most important. So this speaking about Krishna, that is on the basis of the Bhagavatam, of the knowledge, specifically the addition that Srila Prabhupada has given us. There are many editions of these sacred literatures. We find at the very beginning of Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, in the preface, that Prabhupada writes that there are already more than, 600 editions of Bhagavad Gita in the English language. What is the need for another one? And the reason is because none of the other editions, they bring people to bhakti, to devotional service. And in India also, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. In North India especially, the Gita Press, the very name Gita Press, means that their prime product is Bhagavad Gita. And they have produced literally millions of copies of Bhagavad Gita in the Hindi language. And recently they expanded their activities into other languages of India also. So there are many editions of Gita Press, Bhagavad Gita, distributed here in Tamil Nadu also, in Tamil. And in the Telugu speaking area, there are some famous editions of Bhagavad Gita, Gita Makarandam by some Mayavadi. There are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita, but it's only Bhagavad Gita as it is that people get the message of Krishna, actually, as it is. And become devotees. I remember many years ago, some devotees were saying to me, the Telugu Bhagavad Gita, there are mistakes in the translation, it needs improving and this and that. So I asked one educated gentleman, devotee, congregational devotee, well, what do you think? I was very concerned because at that time my main engagement was traveling around in Andhra Pradesh distributing this Bhagavad Gita as it is in Telugu.
ஆந்திர பிரதேஷ்ல நான் வந்து பகவத்கீதை எல்லாம் வந்து விநியோகம் பண்ணிட்டு இருந்தேன், பிரயாணம் பண்ணிட்டு விநியோகம் பண்ணிட்டு இருந்தேன்.
And he told me that yes, there are some mistakes, but the basic message is there. At least I took the devotional service upon reading it. So that's the test. Educated man, he must have, and pious man, so he must have read so many spiritual books, but when he read Bhagavad Gita as it is, that changed his life. One Srila Prabhupada asked some of his disciples, why are we putting so much emphasis on distributing these books? Devotees gave various ideas, and Prabhupada said, because it is knowledge, we're distributing knowledge. Why is everyone suffering in this world? The root cause is ignorance. Ignorance of Krishna. Maya Mugdha Jiva Nahi Krishna Svatagya. But these books, they give knowledge of Krishna and our relationship with Him. We can tell people these are the greatest books in the history of. There's nothing greater than this. You won't find higher knowledge than this. You can tell, sometimes you find people, they say, well, I believe in science. You can tell people that by studying these books, you can better study science because it gives you the background by which you can understand everything. Whatever people are interested in, you say, well, if you read this book, it will help you to understand that better and do it better. Even if people say, well, I'm not interested in religion, I'm just interested in enjoying life, you can tell them these books will tell you how to better enjoy life. See, you're just interested in enjoying here, but you can learn from Bhagavad Gita how you can go to the heavenly worlds and enjoy more there. Of course, that's useless, as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita. Sukhamatyantikam yatad buddhi grahyamatindriya. We can. Vijay Prabhu, a famous book distributor from America, he often shows this translation of this line to people from Bhagavad Gita that one experiences unlimited bliss within. He shows them, oh yeah, I want that. Give me the book.
Vijay Prabhu.
Sukhamatyantikam, the greatest bliss.
America is a very famous book.
Anyway, Krishna gives the intelligence to the devotees to say to the people what is needed so they will take the books.
கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து பக்தர்களுக்கு வந்து புத்திசாலித்தனத்தை கொடுக்கிறார், எதை சொன்னா வந்து அவங்க மக்கள் வந்து புத்தகத்தை வாங்கிப்பாங்க, அது மாதிரி பக்தர்களும் சொல்றாங்க.
Practically to a large extent they sell themselves. We just have to present them to the people. Srila Prabhupada very spiritually intelligently insisted on having pictures in his books. And by showing these pictures, that creates interest in people. For instance, when we show this picture of the baby, and then the baby comes a little bigger, and it becomes a man, and then it declines, people never thought of that. There's their whole life in one picture. It's impressive. Just by seeing that, people they get some insight into, oh, how temporary my life is. This is what it is. It's just Komarang Yovarang Jovanang Jara Tata Dehantara Praptihi. They never thought of such a thing before. Generally people think, oh, some religious book or some Hindu Swami, some different mental speculations. But Prabhupada's books are so clear because it is actual knowledge presented by a tattva darshi, one who has seen the truth, who sees the truth. Many of you have just come from Kerala. I'm told that in Kerala, people, they don't just buy a book like that. They'll look and they'll read a little bit. And if they like it, they'll buy it. And so many, they look, they read a bit, and then they buy it. Because they actually want to know what is the quality of the knowledge in these books. So our best Guru Puja is to worship Srila Prabhupada as the giver of knowledge. The main function of what makes a guru is that he gives divine knowledge. Divyam jnanam yato dadyat purva papasya sankshayam. Tato diksha, what is it? Tato diksha vedhanena deshikais tattva kovide. Persons who are learned in these subjects, they say that diksha means the giving of divine knowledge by which all one's previously committed sins are destroyed. So Guru is in many ways like any human being. He walks, he talks, he eats, he sleeps. Sometimes he looks happy, sometimes less happy, sometimes angry, sometimes laughing. But the difference is that he gives knowledge, vital knowledge. Srila Prabhupada is Jagat Guru, the Guru of the whole universe, because he is giving, via these books, he's giving knowledge to the whole world by which they can be delivered. And as his disciples, it is our duty to serve him by assisting him in his service to Krishna, of giving this knowledge of Krishna via his books.
அவருடைய சீடர்களாக இருக்கக்கூடிய நம்ம அப்ப வந்து அவருடைய அவருக்கு எப்படி உதவி புரியணும் அப்படின்னா இந்த உன்னதமான ஞானத்தை நம்ம வந்து விநியோகம் பண்றது.
Now, this is the best way to serve the guru, is to serve that which makes him a guru, to serve his vani, to serve his mission of giving this knowledge to others.
So inda gnanathai velipaduvaradha und guru andha gnanathai velipadukura guru vandha nam vandha udavi puriyadukosa namba andha gnanathai vandha viniyogam pannadhu idupadum inda vayila nam guru ku udavi
puriyalam. After taking initiation or taking knowledge from a guru, one is supposed to give dakshina, some offering.
ஒரு குரு கிட்ட தீட்சை பெற்ற பிறகு ஒருத்தர் வந்து அவருக்கு வந்து தட்சிணை வந்து சமர்ப்பிக்கணும்.
Usually nowadays that's in the form of money.
இப்போ இந்த காலத்துல வந்து பாத்தீங்கன்னா நம்ம வந்து பணம் கொடுக்கிறோம்.
But Srimad Bhagavatam states dakshina gyana sandeshaha, the best.
So that's an example of a pure Vaishnava philosophy that's meant for
dakshina. The best offering to the guru is to give to others the knowledge that one has received from him.
Siddhanta dakshina endra appadina guru karpana pannadhu siddha dakshina vandu na guru kitta petra andha gnanatha mathavargalukku viniyogam pandrathu.
And in this way one becomes a guru oneself and the parampara continues.
Indha vayila ortha
a live case, he said there
guru nra sthanathe endra indha parampara vandu periyapadra.
Anyway, there are many, many things to say about this. But I'll finish this here now because we're going to read out the book distribution scores.
I killed another 20 people. Oh, very good. Nothing good about it.
It was considered that by the 10th of January the marathon would be over, but I know many of you are just here for this ceremony and you're going back out again.
Or less well behaved than on the boat.
Some might say this is fanatical. Sometimes we hear supposed to be devotees advising others, don't be too fanatical. But actually we are enjoined to be tivreena,
practicing Krishna
bhakti yoga. Bhakti should be performed with great intensity. So this absorption in distributing Prabhupada's books brings a great intensity. You can't do it unless you're really, you can't do it effectively unless you're very focused. Just like I was saying, the salesmen on the trains, they'll just say, whatever it is, Muri masala, muri masala. They don't have to have any great sales pitch. But if you just go Bhagavad Gita, here in India someone might take it, but you're not going to distribute thousands like that.
It
takes great focus, great intensity. First of all, even to discipline oneself so that you have, otherwise we can space out, and Meyer is expert at giving us all kinds of excuses, so we don't get out of the door till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But the devotee wakes up and immediately everything, do quick, and just get everything done and we get out as soon as we can.
And
you have to have great intensity of purpose. Otherwise, Mary would say, oh, why do you want to go out there? You know, just, you know, relax, take it easy. And when we're out there, there are so many opposing elements, and one has to be really focused, praying to Krishna at every moment, please Krishna, inspire them within their heart to take these books. So that intensity that is required, tivrena bhakti yogena, that intensity in bhakti will purify us. That will take us from the conditioned stage to absorption in Krishna consciousness. It's possible to go for years and years doing devotional service, keeping so much garbage in our minds and just going along in a compromised way. But by this absorption in distributing books, there's no, we can't do it in a half-baked consciousness. Anyway, I won't delay you much more because you want to go out again. Often devotees, Prabhupada would arrive at the airports in America, and so many devotees were there to greet Prabhupada with big kirtan. But the book distributors, they'd just go on with their regular service and they'd see Prabhupada in the airport. But they wouldn't join in the big kirtan welcoming him because they thought, more important, we'll welcome Prabhupada by distributing his books. And at that time when Prabhupada came, they could say to the person they're showing the book, you see, that's the person who wrote the book. Okay, let's. Oh, Hare Krishna, I had my eyes closed. When did you come?
About 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay. Hare Krishna.
No, I'm joking. I saw your eyes closed. It's nice.
Before we read its court, the future book distributors want to offer pranam.
Oh, that's another point, that it's so many on this marathon, they just knew, they never went out the first time. Actually, here you did more than expected. In England, they had a tremendous marathon. They wanted to double it from last year. They did significantly more than double. In Brno, a small town in Czech Republic, they did so much. And India, India does practically more than everyone else put together. So whatever else may or may not be going on in the Vaishnava world, as long as the books are going out, that auspiciousness is there.